Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, produced by DJ Monk for Blues and Tank. Feel a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly. Focus on the vibe in your hearts and minds.
You are listening to Black Noise Radio.
Is in reality a call for all embracing unconditional love for all men. This has misunderstood and misinterpreted concept, so readily dismissed by the niches of the world as a weak and cowardly force, has now become an absolute necessity for the survival of mankind. Let me say finally that I oppose the war in Vietnam because I love America. I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart, above all with a passionate desire to see our beloved country stand as the moral example of the world. I speak out against this war because I'm disappointed with America. And there can be no great disappointment where there is no great love. I'm disappointed with our failure to deal positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. We are presently moving down a dead-end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers. All men are created equal. Every man is an heir to a legacy of dignity and worth. Every man has rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state they are God given. Out of one breath, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. What a marvelous foundation for any home. What a glorious and healthy place to inhabit. America strayed away. And this unnatural excursion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. It has left hearts aching with guilt and minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America to come back home. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today. Take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. And don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today. Take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. And don't let anybody make you think God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. Now it isn't easy to stand up for truth and for justice. Sometimes it means being frustrated. When you tell the truth and take a stand, sometimes it means losing a job, means being abused and scarred. It may mean having a 7-8-year-old child asking your daddy, why do you have to go to jail so much? I've long since learned that to be a follower of Jesus Christ means taking up the cross. My Bible tells me that Good Friday comes before Easter. for the crown we wear, that is the cross that we must bear. Let us bear it. Bear it for truth. Bear it for justice. Bear it for peace. Let us go out this morning with that determination. And I have not lost faith. I'm not in despair. I have lost faith. Because the eye for the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. This day we will be able to speed up the day when justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. This day we will be able to speed up the day when the lion and the lamb will lie down together, and every man will sit on his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid, because the words of the Lord have spoken it. With this faith, we will be able to speed up the day when all over the world we will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last. We at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last with this thing. We'll sing it as we are getting ready to sing it now. Men will beat thy swords into plowshares and thy spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not rise up against nations, neither shall they study war anymore. And I don't know about you. I ain't gonna study no more. No more.
other one, the one that you've taken to town.
Listen, pretty lady, I can't do much more of this. We've been talking for an hour, I'm so busy, I can't think. It seems the only subject you know much about is you. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I've got things to do.
It ain't funny, but I spent most of my money, and my glass is getting soggy in my hand.
I thought I'd bring a girl like you, but half the fact I think that that
you make a person think that you're a creep.
You're a creep.
Don't be
I'm